transmission. You are the resistance. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Satanic High Holiday, celebrated by pagans for tens of thousands of years. It's May 1st, 2026, and the Democrat-controlled court that ran the show trial in Texas had the receiver start turning off the internet and told us to get out of the building. We went and got an injunction filed at the Third Court of Appeals. They agreed with us. But still, it's basically a stalemate. I'm not going to violate the orders of the receiver from the court. They, of course, had their own court hearing with all the corporate media there and declared that I was sabotaging things and that I was doing these terrible things. Just all complete bullcrap. It's what they do. Remember a year and a half ago, oh, we own it, we got it. And Stephanopoulos says, well, the judge put it on hold and said you didn't have the highest bid. Oh, we got it. And then you heard for 2 weeks they were in the building, they ran it, they owned it, they had the website. No, they didn't. No court hearing, no certification. But they knew that the judge, it's obviously in their hip pocket, was going to hand it over to them at the hearing yesterday. So we went and got an injunction. And I guessed over a month ago, seeing the planets align, they were planning a shutdown April 30th, May 1st, and we nailed it. We were right. And so... the original InfoWars base, I mean, where I've been for 17 years, and InfoWars around before that, but that particular fabled office, so much history happened, so much tyranny was crushed in, so many incredible interviews and exposés were broken in and exposing the COVID tyranny, the inside jobs of 9/11, Trump's first big interview when nobody would interview him by myself. I mean, it's just legendary, and it lives on. It only gets bigger. The InfoWar belongs to all of you. There's Drudge right there. Defiant Alex Jones makes vow in final InfoWars broadcast. Real war begins now. And here we are on the Alex Jones Network in this little broadcast studio. We've got the big podcast studio. We have much bigger studios that are being built right now that'll be even better than the original studios. And again, I don't own the Alex Jones Network. I am the news director. And so they can piss up a rope. They've said their goal is to take me off air. They don't want money. Then they run around screaming, I won't give them money, and I have all these hundreds of millions of dollars, even though they had the federal court for 3 years do four outside audits at a cost of $3 million of the estate. They got $10 million out of the estate total, and the Sandy Hook families, the Democrat Party front groups, what they call it, the families, but it's huge charity groups that raised $300 million off my name on record, playing victim. They never want any of the money out of the court. They always say they want it for more PIs, more investigations, more audits, IRS audits, all of it. IRS said, oh my gosh, you overpaid taxes $4.3 million the last 5 years. And then that went to them. And they say they haven't got a nickel. Lying, 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 lying. And every audit found that we are as straight as an arrow because we are, unlike them.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI under Obama's command launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, alexjoneslive.com, and the link, alexjonesapp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Drudge, Defiant Alex Jones, Mix Val, and Final InfoWars broadcast. We're going to air some of that coming up. You missed it last night, about 10 o'clock at night. Real War Begins Now, live link, drudgereport.com. Thank you, Matt Drudge, for that. Always been a supporter of the show, been a good friend. Now, and I guess in a way he was right about Trump and I was wrong in many ways, but this became clearer and clearer. Hopefully we can salvage something out of Trump. Here's the deal. I told you this over a month ago. We know the threat escalation ladder. It's horrible news. We're just accelerating towards the point of no return on this. Israel said bracing for Iran fighting to resume soon as Trump briefed on military options, including ground invasion of the Strait of Hormuz, because they can't open it. And that will bring us deeper into the quagmire. And I predict failure initiatively, then the U.S. will triple down. We'll have success at great cost. Probably take months, and the world economy will go belly up. It already is starting to. U.S. cable outlines new construct to control Strait of Hormuz, asking all these other nations to join in and basically, I guess, fight Iran. That's not going to work. They've already refused. Eye-opening graphic shows how Iran war is the most unpopular conflict of the last 76 years. We'll get into that HD graphic from the Mirror. I don't need to trust the polls. I talk to the public. I have all these big guests on who are pro-war, anti-war, you name it, that are prominent, like Gavin McInnes, who's all over everything constantly and travels the world constantly and is an iconoclast. And he says, no, you know, 89% of all of the conservatives he knows are totally pissed at Trump. But Trump has a CNN poll he keeps talking about from 3 weeks ago that 100% of MAGA support him. He says 90% of Republicans are MAGA. I think they were. And then he says, but 100% of MAGA is for the war. I mean, even when the Russians used to have Pravda put out ridiculous fake polls, they never said, oh, the Politburo has 100% support. I mean, who believes that? If you're going to gaslight me, if you're going to screw me in the patootie, at least use some lubrication. I mean, this level of screwing us is like raping someone with a giant cactus or something. Pentagon calls timeout on war powers. Congress had said that when the war went 60 days, they would call up a vote again. It only failed by one vote to force a vote for full war powers. You have to get a vote to have the vote. And the Pentagon talked to Congress and the Democrats, Republicans. They're like, okay, we'll just give you more time. And meanwhile, Israel's government and military is putting out the talking point that why Trump will be a failure if he doesn't get all of their uranium. That's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. They already had one failed attempt at a raid in the middle of nowhere to dig it up, and they tried to spin that as a rescue mission. And that's Israel goading us. Yes, attack again, Trump. Yes. Yes, break the ceasefire. We'll break it, as they've already been doing. Yes, you're a failure. You've got to stay in the war we tricked you into and lied you into. And Iran said a month ago the casualties of the U.S. are much bigger and the damage is much bigger, and now we're learning that's indeed the case. We don't know exactly what's going on because we're being lied to, but it's coming out that we're being lied to. And some will say, well, you're not a pro-America because you're against this war. Well, if I was I was alive at the end of the Vietnam War, but I was you know, like 2 years old, and you're running around in diapers, but studying it, I would have been against that war, and I was against all the other wars. It was about making money. It was a war game. They knew it wasn't going to be won a few years into it by 66, 67 internal reports. That's what Daniel Ellsberg later leaked. And so they just rope you into something and say, well, we can't lose. We've just got to stay in. It's like if you go to Las Vegas and you're at the roulette wheel and the craps table and you're playing blackjack and you're losing. You drain all your bank accounts. You dump your 401k. You've been up for 3 days. And you mortgage your house, a second mortgage on the house, so you can keep betting because you got to get out of the trouble you're in. No. Stop. Stop being a degenerate gambler, Trump, and gambling all of our futures. You already see what's happening. The Pentagon was right. Eric Prince was right. Tulsi Gabbard was right. Joe Kent was right. The Chairman of Joint Chiefs was right. They told you don't do it. Don't do it. I said, don't do it. 62 days ago in this chair at the Alex Jones Network backup studios, now the main studios for now. And I laid out a 3-hour live transmission that Saturday morning exactly what was going to happen. And it's happened exactly as I said because, again, this is so war game. We already know that. And now the numbers are coming in on inflation and all of it's out of control. And the top economists are saying this is going to not just kill the recovery, but create a global recession or depression. There's already energy shortages all over the world, massive shortages in fertilizer up to 30% that will trigger mass famine after the summer next year because this is the planting season. I mean, this is a monumental disaster, and then Trump tries to say, well, we don't need the Strait. Well, we do need the Strait. Well, you better give us the Strait. Or, well, we've already won. We'll just have a blockade for another 4 months, and they'll economically collapse. Now it's 4 months. I don't have to remind you how many times we've been told that we've won this war, and that we've had regime change. And then Marco Rubio 2 days ago goes, well, we killed the more moderate people, so we now have more hardliners in. That's why we can't get a peace deal. You don't think when Israel advised you to kill the mullahs and their families that they were more moderate? That was known. Israel was trapping us, giving us advice to get us deeper and deeper and deeper into this. And I'm not on some crusade against Israel. But Israel is on a crusade with its leadership to have a wider Israel and rope us into it and delusions of grandeur and all of this crap. And they want us fully committed to this. And now they're saying all of Lebanon and they want to go after Turkey, the largest conventional military in Europe. And if you think the Persians are bad, the Turks are, you know, a mix of Muslims and the Eastern Roman Empire, Constantinople. And they've been known militarily as some nasty, nasty buggers. And they've got a lot of high-tech weapons. That's where we've got nuclear weapons. We store nuclear weapons there. I had family back in the 70s ran the nukes. The Nike 3s or whatever they were. I mean, it's just, we got even more high-tech crap there. What are we doing? Now our so-called ally, and I'm not a fan of Erdogan, but I'm just saying he is our, quote, ally in most things. Now Israel's got a big appetite. It wants to eat the giant elephant that's Iran, and then they look over at Turkey. It's equivalent to like 15 elephants. Let's eat that. But Israel is a pygmy compared to them, but Israel looks at us and says, well, America can swallow it like a giant boa constrictor. And you get arrested in Israel if you report on the damage. They've arrested hundreds of reporters and citizens. UAE's arrested thousands of reporters and citizens that show what's going on. The damage is far worse. They try to black out the satellite imageries. So we're going to be getting more into that. Then there's a lot of really interesting news today. Unusual earthquake swarms strike near Area 51, sparking fears of secret testing. Absolutely insane. DOJ releases high-quality HD footage of White House correspondent dinner. Now photos of him, more manifestos. His family saying he was planning it, and still people think it was staged. Now, it's okay to think that because we've been lied to a lot. I'm just saying in this case, it doesn't look staged to me. Well, Caroline Leavitt said shots will be fired tonight. That is the most overused term about debates and roasting. I mean, I have been on a whole bunch of shows. I have been on a whole bunch of shows just last month where they go, oh, that guy really came after you. Shots fired. I mean, everybody knows that. So, oh, no, it's staged. He said shots fired. Do you think if they were going to stage that, they were going to have Caroline Leavitt in on it and all the D.C. police that were there? They're just all in on it. They're all in on making this up. Nothing really happened. This guy's really just an actor. I told you SPLC hired actors because we found the purchase orders and where they did it for Charlottesville and found out the entire leadership were literally worked for Obama in just the months before and just so happened to be in, you know, gay pride groups. I said at the time, that's a bunch of gay dudes from the theaters, from three universities, which they were, coming and doing it. Here's how they're actors. And then the Southern Poverty Law Center had a Georgetown group sue me over it, and it got dropped at trial. Remember all that? So I know when something's staged, and I know when something's not. But now people hate the government so much, which I get, that they just think everything's staged. No, everything is not staged. There's a lot of incompetence in the government as well. And now because of all the internet and all the phones and all the stuff, it's very hard for them to stage stuff like they used to. I mean, if they tried to bomb Oklahoma City again like the Clintons and the Southern Poverty Law Center did in 95, they would never have gotten away with it. They didn't get away with it at the time. There's the cops that show up the scene and everything else that everybody saw. So, if you just now tuned in, I know what you want me to talk about. And I know it's at the top of Drudge. And all over the news, and I woke up this morning at 5 a.m., went on X, it was one of the top trends, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of posts and comments and articles and videos. InfoWars closes, and my email box, my phone, my cruise phones have just been blown off the ringer, melting down, people confused. And I let me explain now, since we have millions and millions of people tuned in conservatively, What happened? Okay, it's a long story, but here's the longest, short, simple thing. There's a Texas receiver through the show trial court, Soros, literal-funded Democrat judge, they run for office here, Maya Guerra Gamble, who ran the HBO-produced show trial 3 years ago, three-plus years ago, and when the federal courts wouldn't hand it over to these groups and have fake auctions with the Onion a year and a half ago, they kicked it out about a year ago back to the state court. And she appointed a receiver. His wife left him, and that guy committed suicide. I never met him. Sorry for him. The new guy comes in, and because there was a federal criminal investigation of what these groups had been doing, six criminal investigations being run by Ed Martin. You only learn about one of them in the news. And then he'd sent out letters and told people keep their records prepared to be talked to. You're under investigation, basically. They all froze up, and they didn't grab the company, and the guy just said, carry on and operate, but we'll take any profit and you know, put it over here in this kitty for these people. And they've already gotten $10 million. So when they say they never got any money, that's not true. Okay, so they've been sitting on top of us for 3 years in bankruptcy and anything extra they got. And I've, for a long time, not even been paid by Free Speech Systems. So they started also trying to, you know, oh, no longer, you don't even get paid anymore, okay? So, but the crew did. So I just said, I'll sit here and just play this out in the courts. This is on appeal and all the rest of stuff. Not giving them what they want. Not giving up because more and more stuff was coming out. Then 6 months ago, Todd Blanche, the acting deputy AG, now he's the acting AG, publicly said, oh, Jones doesn't deserve to be protected. And ABC News, I've killed Ed Martin's criminal investigation into what's going on. With Alex Jones, the DOJ previously, and the CIA, and these Bloomberg liberal foundation groups raising $300 million off my name, saying I was hurting people, which I never did, and playing victim and all the rest of it. And so as soon as they thought that that criminal investigation was closed, all of a sudden about 3 months ago, the receiver says, okay, well, the yearly internet provider systems and internet security and Cloudflare and all that stuff. It's like $50,000 a month or more. You have to sign a year contract with them. They don't do month to month. We're not going to sign that. And it was the same. The lease came up. But we're not going to renew that. And then you know, cell phones started getting turned off, you know, not paying the bills. And so we would talk to these companies and say, we're trying to work it out. Well, finally, about a month ago, I'm in there with the accountants, and they said, yeah, we don't think they're all talking to each other, but just last week, five or six of our providers have called, and they said, that's it. May 1st, we're turning you off. That's how all our bills are always paid right at the start of the month, professionally. And there's plenty of money to pay the bills. But so I said, well, looks like we got a shutdown April 30th, a month ago. And people have seen us survive so much, they didn't take it seriously. I said, no, this is really serious this time because this is, you know, the bill's not being paid, like the rent. And then they're not signing an extended lease. And so now the landlord's showing the building to people every few days. And I mean, we can be shut down any time. I'm like, so I think May 30th, we may not survive that long, but we did. Then 2 weeks ago, I wake up and The Onion says, we've bought InfoWars. It's ours. We're in the building. We have the website. It's ours. And listeners are calling saying, are they in the building? Is the Alex Jones store really them? And no, they haven't. There's been no court hearing. It's not true. But they're all over the place laughing and saying, we worship Satan and we're gonna take over and pretend we're Alex Jones, destroy him and tell lots of lies to hurt him and hurt his people. And yeah, that's InfoWars.com right now. And that's whatever the internet provider company put up there. I could have just killed it since it says off air. So I didn't do that. So I guess that happened like at midnight last night. And that's what they told us because they've been watching all this. And so I guess May 1st rolled around. That was it. Bloop. So everybody's saying, well, wait a minute. If The Onion's blocked by the Third Court of Appeals, how then did you have to leave? I'm going to say it again. We were told by the receiver, you have to leave at midnight, May 30th, 2 weeks ago. Right after The Onion announces that they own it, which wasn't true, my lawyers talked to the receiver, and they said, yeah, we're going to lock the doors on May 30th at midnight, have everything, all your stuff out of the building. And we're going to send private security, some private detective firm, and they gave our security their number, and we called those people and said, okay, we're friendly, we'll leave, just you know, so you know, because the left... Previously in court cases with them, when 2 years ago, the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department got fired by the judge and the CRO in the bankruptcy at the time, they just got up and the judge is like, why did you send in private security and kick them out of the building on May 31st, 2014? And the Pat McGill goes, well, there was a firearm issue. And the judge goes, tell me what it was. And he goes, well, I can't tell you. And there was no firearm issue. And so the judge goes, all right, this is your last day. You're gone. Your final thing is to hand the bank accounts back over to Mr. Jones. And then it's a rotating deal. The hearing went on for hours. And then the judge goes, now there's not a CRO. There is a new U.S. trustee being brought in. And that day they appointed him, Chris Murray. And then 6 months later, he stages a fake auction that the judge ordered a real auction. So he gets really mad at him and says, this looks like, you know, fraud and stuff. I don't want to say you gave something criminal or it's fraud, but it sure looks like it. And there was no auction. So he tried to get that past him to give it to The Onion, financed by Bloomberg. So this is all the craziness going on. So we're like reaching out to their security people saying, hey, we're going to be gone. Our security will be here to hand you the keys. We're not going to fight you because who knows what they'll tell them. I mean, you know. I mean, I got out of there early because I really was worried they might false flag or something when their people came and would say I did it. So, because they're always doing this. And the judge is like, you're going to tell me what the gun thing was. And he goes, no, I mean, I can't tell you. The judge goes, okay, you're fired. I mean, just, you know, these people are insane. It's like when Stephanopoulos asked Ben Collins, the CEO of The Onion, who used to be the head censorship guy at MSNBC, who'd go around terrorizing other talk show hosts and other networks, getting them kicked off by going after sponsors. And Stephanopoulos says, well, how can you not have an auction when the judge orders it? And how did you do this? That doesn't sound legal. He goes, it's Alex Jones. He goes, it's Alex Jones. And they got the head of Bloomberg's gun control group. Every town, he starts nodding his head. They're like, It's Alex Jones. I mean, we're allowed to do whatever we want to this guy. Come on, man. I already played that clip 100 times. I'm not going to play it again. You want me to? It's Alex Jones. Just type in Ben Collins, The Onion on Stephanopoulos. So, you know, on the Sunday news show, top story. So they already did this a year and a half ago. 2 weeks ago, they do it again. And we learned they had this hearing yesterday in Gore Gamble, the Soros show trial judge. And she was going to hand it to them. And they admitted that at the hearing yesterday. My lawyers were there. They had all the big national media, TV cameras, CNN, NPR, AP. They were all there. I wasn't there. I was on air. And their lawyers reportedly freaked out, were saying, this is a scam. It's dark money. They threaten the judges. They control the judges. How does the Third Court of Appeals? It's three liberal women on that panel, and they keep ruling against them because what they do is not legal. I mean, I could tell you the stuff. There was a hearing almost a year ago there. I was at it. And the panel's asking them, how did Judge Gore Gamble find him in default when he gave them all the discovery? And then how, 2 weeks after the jury found him liable, because she told him to, did she add on elder abuse, because the guy was 63 now, to break the caps from $5 million to get it up to $47 million? You know, judges cannot, 2 weeks later, find somebody liable for something that wasn't even in the jury charge. And the lawyer goes, it doesn't matter what you do. He goes, we've won in Connecticut. So this whole hearing, it doesn't even matter. And even Bloomberg reported on it. So they go, we were going to keep hearing evidence, but we're going to rule later on this. And they get up looking at him like, I mean, I've never seen judges like. And these judges don't look like Gore Gamble. It looks like a crazy clown. They look, you know, distinguished. These are serious judges. So, but they're liberals. They go, okay, this is over. And my lawyers are like, my God, we've never seen something like that. Ooh, they are done. So they all get up. I go out and I'm talking to the media, and Bankston comes running out going, oh God, Alex, you look so good now. Oh gosh. You'll never stop. And he runs down the hall and down the stairs like cackling witch. You can hear like. And I'm like, I'm in the Twilight Zone. Doesn't matter what you do. We'll still win because of Connecticut. And he's telling the judges, you have no power. Basically. I mean, yeah, that's Gore Gamble. So, I mean, this is cuckoo town, okay? And you got to see it to believe. So I'm told he was doing that on the cameras yesterday, but I haven't seen it yet. I guess it was so embarrassing. I looked for it. I guess AP and CNN didn't put it out or something. But, I mean, I actually feel sorry for these people. They're so nuts. And they've created this idea that I'm this demon so they can just do whatever they want. It's like they can commit any type of bizarre, horrible behavior they want and act it out. But because I'm the bad guy, they're allowed to do it because I've been dehumanized. And none of it's true. Everything they say about me, it's literally them. And now the public knows it. Now they've lost in the court of public opinion. We'll go to break and finish up on this. I'm going to move on. But this is a revolutionary operation, folks. And the good news is everybody's Alex Jones now. The majority of people that are the most popular talk show hosts, not just here around the world, sound just like me. Because I actually knew what I was talking about. And now people aren't getting brainwashed by me. They're finding out the same information and looking into it and going on the same path as I did. It's game over, bitches. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalist. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesstore.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So
If I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why callers call in and thank me. I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show. And on Rumble, and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear, I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is Rumble.com/AlexJonesLive. Rumble.com/AlexJonesLive. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the Cordis of Liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/AlexJonesLive, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Hey, and we have the new podcasting studio. Studios even better than the old InfoWars studios will be done soon. Thanks to your support and our sponsor, the owner of the Alex Jones Network, the wonderful folks at Bigly that are powering much of Steven Crowder's operations, the Hodge Twins, and over 100 other major clients. And I just love watching the leftist lawyers on national TV going, well, yeah, he can go work somewhere else, but we'll get every nickel he ever makes. They've already shut up about, we know he really owns all these other companies. He really owns the sponsors. No, I don't, you jackasses. These are established companies. And by the way, I don't want to be the owner. I don't want to be the boss. I'm going to be the boss of all the great new shows, including Late Night Special, two-hour show. And it's going to be incredible. You ought to see these new studios. Oh, my goodness. Goody, goody gumdrops. You're going to love them. All these big stand-up areas where I'm going to get up and walk around, all the other hosts. And a lot of the hosts will be remote and reporters. We're going to crank up to 19 hours a day is my goal by the end of the year. And that means 5 a.m. to midnight. 5 a.m. to midnight, baby. And we're going to have shows in these big stand-up, those are huge screens, and all the stuff on X. We're mainly going to go with X, is just the best, and is number one now, obviously, for years, since Musk took it over. All the breaking live feeds, all the things happening, guests popping in, calls, spaces, video feeds, and hosts will come in for like an hour, just bam, bam, covering it all, getting a guest on. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Like TMZ, but better, how they stand up and, you know, talk to the guests and all that and have all the screens. It's going to be just, you are going to love it. And you are the ones building it, like Field of Dreams, when you go to the alexjonesstore.com, which, again, I don't own. So they can piss up a rope. And guess what? People are asking, how's he operating? How's he living? I live in Texas. It's a debtor state. I get to have my house and my car and my medical. And guess what? I like to go to the Longhorn Steakhouse because I think their steaks are better than the fancy downtown ones. The steak costs $100. The steak that costs $28 is better. I like going to the blue-collar place. I don't care about money. I never had all this money they said I had. We made a lot of money, and I put it back in the operation. So they just keep declaring their victory, and, oh, we're going to hurt him, and we're going to do all this. I'm going to work more because of you doing this, okay? You've lost. You failed. What we cover is the dominant culture now in the West, and it's spreading worldwide. The globalist, the leftist cult is failing everywhere. Now, it's too bad that Trump has gotten derailed off into insider trading and Israeli delusions of grandeur and all the rest of it. But you notice, even though I've been criticizing Trump, the left hates me even more now. Because the Democrats aren't blocking Trump on Iran. They love it. They're all part of the same thing. Oh, they pay lip service against Israel, but they don't mean it. It's absolutely insane. So finishing up on The Onion, then I'm moving to all this other news and huge guests today. We got three of them that you do not want to miss. We got an in-studio guest down the over in the other studio. Myron Gaines coming back in since he's here in town. Jesse Beltran with huge news on MKUltra and what's been breaking. We got news in the economy and more. I'll probably take some calls as well. Harris and Smith is going to come in today, knock it out of the park, 3 to 6 p.m., the War Room. And then very soon we'll bring back shows like the American Journal. We're probably going to change some of the names because we've got cooler ones. And then we're going to start bringing in lots of one-hour shows. One-hour, live, hard-hitting, boom. They come in, break some news, hit some stories, have a guest on, come back, break some more stories, hit some news, boom, another hour. Like the War Room with Bannon, which was my original plan, but we never got around to all that. That's great. Like, I could see the way the web was going and, you know, trailblazing as usual. That's the plan. And then it's in development, but with a badass set and badass hosts. Fox has the number one late night show, and that's because it's witty and it's funny. Combined all the other late night shows and the viewers they have. I guarantee you, when we launch this late night show, it's going to be funny, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a little racy, too, because I never said I was a pilgrim. Nothing bad, but, you know, occasionally, in bikini contests. We're going to have dwarves with, you know, throwing them as yard darts. I mean, it's going to be an extravaganza. Oh, we'll bring the llamas back, too. So, and I won't be the main host, but I will be popping in for the silly Alex everybody misses so much. And I'll be doing my stand-up there and all the rest of it. I've already been invited to do stand-up at the Mothership and everywhere else and around the country, but I can't really travel a lot because I'm so busy. But you're gonna get the fun, Alex. Now, I got to control myself. It's like a little wild, as everybody knows. Let's just say I'm going to have my hand in this new show all over it, my signature, and the silliness is next level. So, and I'll be singing too. We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. I'm going to stab your daughter at the mall. Ooh. Going to stab your mother, your son. Ooh. And then the police chief is going to say, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Lots of that off the cuff. Maybe once a week the Joker's going to show up, my alter ego, the evil pro-New World Order Alex Jones. And there's going to be a British aristocrat that supports King Charles and depopulation. Let's just say a character fashioned after Prince Philip, his late father. This will address the rabble, serfs, the peasantry. Oh, yes. Oh, we want him off the air. We want to modulate his reach. We want to stop him. You just added rocket fuel, baby. Come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on. I got you in a stranglehold, baby. Come on, come on, come on. And Ted Nugent's already told me I can use this song whenever I want. It's going to be the theme song. And Ted Nugent's going to pop by and play Star Spangled Banner for us. Does that sound like a fun show to you? Billy Corgan, everybody else. Does that sound fun? Everybody else wants to come on. Well, Charlie Sheen even says he'll come to town and come on the show. And everybody else, and all these directors and people that are sick of the system. It's going to be a lot of fun right here in the ATX, baby. But I want to just finish up on The Onion and what's going on with that. Because they said they're going to steal my identity, because they said they want to hurt my viewers, because they said they want to say they're me and wear my skin, these are quotes, even if they are successful getting it, which it looks like they're not going to be for the second time, it's a civil rights violation. And I want them to know, you are going to be sued. And the people that are on national TV saying they're taking my corrupt business operation that's criminal off the air, that's, we want to take you off the air because you're a criminal. That's bowels of forethought, intent to do harm, cut and dry. So you get to know that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And now they're getting more and more and more and more and more and more pissed off. And they don't understand that I have whole coalitions of sponsors and groups and organizations that under the law can come in to all these suits as a public service against you. And so you want to know, where's the money coming from? Oh, you're going to find out where the money's coming from. The money hasn't even come in yet. I've been beating you in court with pittance, with the $300 million you spent against us. No, all these groups want me on the air, and they want you stopped. And so they're all lining up for all the lawsuits that are coming. You want to fight? You got one, sweets. You got one, cuppy cake. And we haven't brought out the whistleblowers, the royal flush, the stuff we got, okay? You think what we got's bad now? And it's bad. It ain't. It's like a 1 compared to a 10. And you're going to be politically, lovingly, nonviolently flame broiled like a whopper. So, I'm not doing this for vengeance because of what you've done to me and my family. They sued my parents, bankrupted them. Of course, they were totally innocent and that came out. They don't care. It's so you can't keep doing this to other people. Oh, look, The Onion's bid to take over. Alex Jones InfoWars is in limbo as a new court battle emerges. Pull up the articles from a year and a half ago. Onion's bid to take over InfoWars in limbo. That's how it always starts. And then it doesn't happen. Then they just quietly go away and then come back with a new operation. Remember 2 weeks ago? We have it. It's ours. We won. It's ours. Now, oh, it's in limbo. Oh, okay. Look at this. The Onion's plan to take over Alex Jones InfoWars in limbo, AP.
Let me they always use an old picture of me when I'm 60 pounds heavier. That's fine. A Texas court puts the brakes on Alex Jones' InfoWars deal. I'll tell you, Democrat, liberal, appeals court, all Democrats. The Onion and Tim Heidecker's InfoWars takeover delayed by Texas court. And they're literally on TV and on X saying, and on Sky, or whatever that communist channel is, literally saying, I've threatened the judges or bought them off. Oh, the judges are going to love that. No, you people bring them stuff that's certifiably unlawful. It's an insult. Just because you got some kangaroo Soros judge that'll do your bidding doesn't mean these people are, they may be liberals, they may be politically wrong on some things, but they're not crooks. The Onion and Tim Heidecker's InfoWars takeover delayed by Texas court. The Onion's bid to take over InfoWars moves to the Texas Supreme Court. Ha ha, they filed this emergency motion to have them block it. Oh yeah, they even, so they think basically all, like almost all Republican court is going to do them better than the Third Court of Appeals that's liberal. Okay, good luck with that one. And by the way, you know what's in my sleeve right here with all the stuff you've done? About 15 other actions. See, if I'm a submarine and I pop up, this is an analogy, I don't mean actual violence, and there's, say, the Nazi battleship or whatever, and I'm an American sub, and I pop up and I got my torpedoes and I'm only like 600 yards away and I know I got them dead to rights, I don't want to waste my torpedoes. I got more ships I want to sink. So I go torpedo one away. Now, I've got them already loaded, more torpedoes, but if we blow them sky high with that one, we don't need to waste them. But right here is like 15 other torpedoes, see? And they're all loaded, and we're having debates about it today. Should we just make sure fire a couple more? Yeah, I think that's, yeah. And then we got, and then everybody's pissed off about what you got caught doing, so now the submarine's being loaded with more torpedoes. Oh, thank you, torpedoes! Mine! Oh! See, I like fighting tyrants. I'm a sheepdog. When I see wolves chasing the sheep around, I don't get scared. I just get excited and piss myself with joy. Because my great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog, and his great-great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog, and his great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog. And we're just sheepdogs, and we love the little sheepy-weepies, and we don't like the little wolfy-wolfies. And the wolfy-wolfies don't like us because our jaws are about three times bigger and meaner. We're real nice to people, real nice to the sheep, but we're not nice to the wolves. No, we're not. And so when we see the wolves, well, we start salivating because that's what we're bred to do. So here's a quick, just historic, the last InfoWars transmission. We may beat them and do, get back in there or whatever, but I'm more and more excited about the new studios and all that. Just we fought so hard, we left it all on the table. People supported us. I got to thank the viewers and listeners. It's all because of you, God working through you. I salute you from the bottom of my heart. The crew, what they've gone through, I thank them times a trillion. So let's go to that old battle-hardened salt on screen, Mr. Potato Head, and hear what he has to say last night in the final minutes of the transmission.
I should be happy, and I am. Like, everything we said is coming out. But I don't need to read the news. I don't need to read a study. I see young people dying of heart attacks and sterilized everywhere, and I'm just like, where's the justice? Sure, Fauci's hiding out. That's good enough. And sure, they indicted Fauci's top lieutenant. Good. What is that really about? And sure, they indicted the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's great. But is that another game? I don't know. But I know this. If the establishment thinks they're going to get out of this and kill a bunch of us and keep this ballgame going, I will assure you they're going down with the ship. And that's not a threat. At a certain point, we have a right to defend ourselves. That's all I know. And the stuff I've seen in this fight has educated me. I mean, you think I know so much? I don't know much. These show trials I went through showed me so much. Like, I knew there were show trials, but not like a Truman Show. Like I said, the second trial in Connecticut, I look over, it's the same script on the judge's desk when I'm up testifying. I had punched the stomach, like I said earlier. I was like, oh, my God, it's the same script. It's literally a script. When you realize they're so corrupt, they have coordinated scripts run by the CIA in court hearings, And you're just like, oh my God, I thought I knew how bad it was, and I was naive. And when that hits you, it's like a horse kicking you. It is like being kicked in the balls by Godzilla. And then you just say, oh my God, I've studied this for decades, and I don't know how bad it is. How do I get the public to wake up? And that's why I don't blame the public that can't wake up, because this is so big. Well, guess what? You got to challenge it. You got to face it. So I want to thank, and I mean this, folks, when I thank you, as I hand this over to Mr. Renz, I want you to understand, like, I mean it from the very bottom of my soul, the center of my heart. I'm a fighter. I hate tyrants. I hate bullies. I've always hated them. And you keep me in this fight. It's the most beautiful thing ever. And I just want to thank you for the, since 1997 with InfoWars and 1994 since being on air and 17 years in this building. And we're going to do the Alex Jones Network tomorrow, alexjonesapp.com for free. So you can find it all there. And alexjoneslive.com is a new site. It's all there in the same stations, satellites. I just want you to know that this isn't me putting a good face on this. This is the reality. Our enemies are falling apart. We have to have faith in God. What's going on? Like 10 people just ran into my studio. Is a big giant party going on here? Oh, they want to have a toast. All right. I know this is going to happen. Before we turn this over to Mr. Renz, my point is that this has been beyond epic, and this has been 100% organic and real. You know, whenever they sued us, they would always ask everybody, who gives the orders? Who's the foundation people? Because they were all getting the orders. Guess what? My orders come from God, from my genetics, from who I am for humanity. And that's what they can't stand, is your orders come from God. And remember, the devil's biggest trick is not that he doesn't exist. That's the second biggest trick. It's that good doesn't exist. You know, watching and listening, that you are overall good. You want good. You're not perfect, but you want good and you love God. So I tell you now, your destiny is in your hands. And so they think they're going to have their big victory. They think it's all funny. They think it's all cool. No. This is the beginning of the end. We don't ride on Trump. He rode in our train. He was useful as far as he went. But humanity is unstoppable if we get in alignment with God. So go to Christ, pray to Christ, ask for God to atone you and to rebuild you and to lead God and direct you, and we will win. So I'm going to hand the baton for the next 30 minutes to our guest here, Tom Renz, then Jay Dyer is going to take over. And we're going to air hours of all the Sandy Hook documentation that was run by the CIA and the feds. And then we're not here anymore because they're turning the power off at midnight. Private detectives are coming in to close the doors, and they're going to act like they've got their big-ass victory. But notice the state court just blocked the little rat confessed Satanist from coming in to wear our skin for months while we launched an operation. We're going to sue them for civil rights. We got whistleblowers. We've only begun to fight, but it's only because you buy the products at thealexjonesstore.com. That we're able to do this. They keep asking, why are they doing this? Why do they keep fighting? Who's the deep state? Who's the deep money? It's you. You are the deep money. You are the reason. And here's the great part. Our new owners, our new people, I have full control as the news director. Everything I want, host everything. They're ready. And I will sit there and live in a modest house with a modest car, which I love. And they think, oh, we'll take your money, Jones. Shut up. I'm ready to die for this. You think taking money from me does something? It makes me want to strangle you spiritually. It's a joke. It empowers me. And so now you've got all the people and the network that's launching that we're going to hire all these hosts, all this stuff, who are ready with all the people who know to sue your ass back. We don't just take lawsuits. We sue you, and we win, and we have your whistleblowers. We have you. You've walked into our trap. Because we don't start fights, but we finish them. And that, I'm telling you, it's all glory to God. I never bluff, folks. If you knew what we had, the whistleblowers, the documents, we have royal flushes. They are screwed to the moon. And all glory goes to Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father that leads, guides, and directs us. We are commit ourselves to God in this holy fight. And we are committed. And if God stands with us, who can stand against us? And that's how I close out. So I salute you all. What a crew. The hell we've been through has only made us stronger. Let me ask you, would you have it any other way?
No.
Are you not stronger now in this fight?
Yeah.
I salute this crew and all the viewers and listeners to this fight, and I commit myself to Jesus Christ's hands. Yeah.
As tears subside.
God bless the InfoWar.
You are the InfoWar. It lives forever. We're going to play Frank Sinatra Blue Eyes and come back with the great Tom Renz and then Jay Dyer to close this out. God bless you all. That's it. And the next phase starts. The real war begins now.
Not in a shy
it's
way.
It's the nuclear age.
Oh, no. Oh, no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself.
And they think it ends and it just begins as that Falcon Heavy launches out to launch and to deploy the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. We have just begun to fight. Surrender? No. We're going to start hour number two. Remember, the only variable is you sharing the live feeds at Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, on X, Alex Jones Live, AJN Live, Real Alex Jones, and purchasing the products at thealexjonesshow.com. And today is the last day, happens only every few months, where you can get both vehicles in the sweepstakes, 100x entries every time you buy any product at thealexjonesshow.com for the Raptor, for the Super Humvee, $20,000 in cash, so many other great things. But the products, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the RSC-MOS, the bovine colostrum, the best atomic iodine out there. We've got it all at thealexjonesstore.com. And all the great Patriot apparel and so much more. Get it now and watch where your money goes, the great products you get back, and the results you get as we politically, nonviolently tear the throats out of these wolves and crush their bones. Hour number two straight ahead. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com and be part of history. Because of God's providence, I was able to get on air in 1994. By 1996, I had a local radio show with number one ratings because Freedom's popular. By 97, I was syndicated. God's hand has been on this operation. It's incredible. We set up InfoWars, the URL, in 1997, 28 years ago. And finally, the Democrats, after almost a decade of attacks, have been successful shutting it down. But they don't control the InfoWar because the InfoWar is not a URL. It is we the people. It is you. And that's where we are right now. So our enemies hope and pray they can claim we've been defeated and you believe the lie and go back to sleep. It's not going to happen. We together, not just myself, but the viewers and listeners and our guests and our crew, are the epicenter of the great awakening against the globalist Great Reset. So this is your mission if you choose to accept it. Take these two URLs. AlexJonesLive.com for all the news articles, all the videos, the live streams, and hit your email list, your text message list every day and say, the forbidden information is here, AlexJonesLive.com. And then, this URL is just as important, AlexJonesApp.com, where you can download on Android and on Apple the free Alex Jones app with our live feeds, news, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so critical. We have people power. It will override the AI. It will override the globalists. But you have to get excited, and you have to take action. The Alex Jones Network is launched. AlexJonesLive.com is launched. AlexJonesApp.com is launched. Now the ball is in your court in this victory as true patriots, as the vanguard of the resistance against tyranny, as modern Paul Revere's, to take your ride. Do it now and share those URLs, and we are unstoppable.
Weeks and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.